Just saying. All right. Also tomorrow, Saturday, is the Luncheon and Silent Action Auction. Silent Action. No, Silent Auction for the Marion County Child Evangelism Fellowship. It's at the Cornerstone Alliance Church, 2010 State Route 4 South in Marion. Doors open at 10:30, and the event goes from 11 to 2. $10 ticket benefits the fellowship and also free delicious lunch. And so you'll want to stop by there. Tomorrow at the Marion Mall from 1 until 4 is the Marion Christian Expo. Stop by. They've got over 25 booths, and it's various ministries that operate here in Marion and Marion County, and they all have booths set up, and you can find out about some of the different ministries in Marion County. I will be there. I will have a booth myself, and I also will be floating back and forth between my booth and that of the LifeWise Academy, which is set to unroll in Elgin schools. So, you know, and some of the ministries here in Marion are very visible and most people are aware of, but there are quite a few others that you may not be aware of, but here's your chance to find out about them. So that's tomorrow, the Marion Christian Expo at Marion Mall. Also on Saturday, tomorrow, March 2nd, this is a big deal, all right? The Marion's Women's Club Enchanted Evening Celebrity Dance Gala at the Marion's Women's Club. At the Marion Women's Club. It's from 6 p.m. until 10:30. The cost is $125 a ticket. This is the 5th annual Turn Up the Heat Celebrity Dance Gala featuring eight local celebrity dancers and professional dance partners competing for the grand prize by raising funds and awareness for the Marion Women's Club. There's a rumor floating around that Scott might be there. Now, Scott is not one of the celebrity dancers or one of the dance partners, but the rumor's been floating around that he will be there. But it is not a rumor. It is fact that our own Linda Sims will be one of the people participating tomorrow night in that. So that's tomorrow night at the Marion's Women's Club. All right, now let me see here. There's going to be a slight break in the action while I pull something up. Bear with me for just a second here because I've got a mix-up in my notes, and I don't want to give you bad information. So let's see. Okay. Just a second, and I'll have it here. Let's see. This will be on Sunday. Sorry about that. Got a little. Okay, Sunday. Bear with me. Sorry about that. See, I've already exceeded my limit. I was on 2 hours this morning. I was on 3 hours this morning. This is my fourth hour, and I'm not used to that long. this old man has reached his limit. Okay, I got it here. All right, so the Arts at Paradise, songwriting From Source to Sound. This is a workshop and house concert. This is Sunday, March the 3rd, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., and it is free. Songwriting from Source to Sound with local artist Steve Moore. Join Teradice for a hybrid songwriting workshop and house concert in an intimate setting by Master Marion County Songwriter, performed by North Central Ohio favorites Stephen Christy Moore of Full Moon Band. This hybrid workshop and house concert walks audiences through the songwriting process through a sonic and reflective exploration of the songs of prolific Marion County songwriter and performer Steve Moore, performed by Steve and Christy Moore. Ages 10 and up, no RSVP or ticket required. This is a departure of what they normally do at the Arts of Teradice. So no RSV or tickets required. You are welcome to register for tickets via Eventbrite, but it is not necessary. Tickets are free, and you always have the option to make a donation to Teradice Nature Center. So that is at the Teradice Nature Center in Caledonia. All right, Monday, Marion Public Library is Lap Sit Baby Time. It is at 10 o'clock, and it's for babies 0 to 24 months. They do singing, rhyming, they read books, and they do finger play. And I also might mention at this time that they actually do this at the library on Fridays and Mondays. Now, I've neglected in the past mentioning on Fridays because I come on the air at 11 o'clock, and this is at 10 o'clock on Friday. So that's why I haven't mentioned it in the past. But you can make a note that this is offered on Monday and Friday at the Marion Public Library. All right. Monday, Monday, March the 4th, March the 11th, and March the 18th. At the Marion Public Library, it is in their Adult Lifelong Learning Program that I was talking about earlier. They are presenting a 3-session program each of the next 3 Mondays. It's at 2 o'clock, and here's what it's on: beekeeping, and it's 2 hours per session. So from 2 to 4, the next 3 Mondays. It's about beekeeping, and session number 1 on March 4th will be the history of bees and the history of beekeeping. Then session number 2 on Monday, March the 11th, is learning the life cycles of bees and some of the common problems that we run into that bees run into as far as parasites and diseases. And then session number 3, the last session, is on raising bees and keeping bees yourself. So if you have any kind of interest in becoming involved in beekeeping or learning about beekeeping, this is a perfect opportunity to attend these 3 sessions beginning on Monday. All right. Monday, March 4th, Woodpecker Wonders Hike at the Tall Grass Trail. 5 o'clock on Monday, meet at the Tall Grass Trail and take a stroll and learn more about the woodpeckers who call Marion home. And I, from my back window there in Prospect, I so far have logged 3 different varieties in the last 4 weeks of woodpeckers. So they are around. The most common, of course, is the downy woodpecker, but we've got other woodpeckers around in this area. So that's on Monday. Also on Monday is yoga at the LaRue Community Center, 350 North High Street in LaRue, at 5:30. And incidentally, that is every Monday night in LaRue. Monday at the Marion Public Library from 5:30 to 6:30, there will be a presentation by the Armstrong Air and Space Museum. And it's called Don't Burn Your Eyes Out. And guess what it's about? Yes, you guessed it. It's about the solar eclipse. During this program, spectators will take a deep look into the science behind eclipses and what makes them occur. They also will cover the importance. Somebody's phone here at the station is going off. Hey, Matt, your phone's ringing. So anyhow, they will have the importance of viewing safety. This is Monday at the Marion Public Library, the Armstrong Air and Space Museum. So you won't want to miss that. Hang on a second. Sorry about that. That was Matt's phone. All right. Tuesday. Isn't live radio great? You know, if this wasn't live, we could have edited all of that out of here. You wouldn't have heard the phone ringing. You wouldn't have heard me mentioning it. And we would have cut that part out, and we could have inserted what I was trying to say about the Armstrong Air and Space Museum, and it would have been perfect. But nope, this is live radio. And by the way, I did not purposely make that go off during one of the conversations about solar eclipse. So I just thought I'd make that point too. All right. Tuesday is story time at the Harding Presidential Museum at 10 a.m. Story time with Miss Kathy. And that's every Tuesday through May. Okay, now we've got, we got a big one here. Hang on a second. Let me find, I see, I've got two sets of notes here, so just bear with me. This is what happens when you get to be my age and you're worrying about what you're going to do for 6 hours on the radio the next day. Got my notes in two places, but that's okay. Let's see. All right. We've got Dungeons and Dragons. Tuesday is Dungeons and Dragons at the Marion Public Library, and it's at 3:15, and it's for teenagers. It's the whole Dungeons and Dragons experience, and all levels are welcome. And if you are a beginner or you are experienced, it doesn't matter because you're welcome. So that's Teen Dungeons and Dragons. All right. Okay. Next, I've got... let's see. This is another class in the adult lifelong learning. The Hopewell Ceremonial Earthworks. a UNESCO World Heritage Site. This will be on Tuesday, March the 5th at 10 a.m. The Hopewell Ceremonial Earthworks are 8 monumental earthen enclosures in southern Ohio that were added to the UNESCO World Heritage List in 2023. They include the Great Circle and Octagon Earthworks in Licking County and the Fort Ancient Earthworks in Warren County. These three sites are managed by the History Connection. The other 5 sites are located in Ross County and include the Mound City Group, Hopewell Mound Group, Hopeton Earthworks, Sipe Earthworks, and High Bank Works. Now, see, most of those I haven't even heard of. Now, I was familiar with the Fort Ancient Earthworks and the Mound City Group and the Hopewell Mound Groups, but some of these others I had not even heard about. They comprise the Hopewell Culture National Historic. Let me try this again. They comprise Hopewell Culture National Historical Park and are managed by the National Park Service. Together, these 8 earthworks tell the story of the ancient indigenous Hopewell culture centered in southern Ohio between AD 1 and 400. These amazing enclosures and mounds provide evidence for a sophisticated knowledge of geometry and astronomy. Ancient American pilgrims came to these sites from across much of North America, bearing offerings of extraordinary raw materials that Hopewell artisans crafted in magnificent ceremonial regalia. Contemporary American Indians still regard these earthworks as sacred places. Learn more about the history of these sites and why they deserve the honor of being inscribed on the UNESCO World Heritage List. That's a mouthful. So that's this Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the library. It's part of their adult lifelong learning. And again, you must get registered for that. Also, in the Tuesday is the free neighborhood meal. It is the first Tuesday of every month at 5 p.m. at the Epworth United Methodist, 249 East Center Street. Everyone is welcome. That's Tuesday night at 5. Tuesday is the fiction book discussion at the Marion Public Library at 6 p.m. Come and share views and insights on a variety of books. Check with the library for what books will be discussed. Oh, I got that one coming up. Oh, there are some interesting things coming up. Okay, Tuesday night is Euchre Night at the LaRue Community Center. 6 p.m. at 350 North High Street in LaRue. And by the way, that is every other Tuesday night. The yoga is every Monday night. The Euchre is every other Tuesday night. Okay. Wednesday at the Marion Public Library, as part of their adult life learning, is chair yoga. This will be Wednesday at 10 a.m. and the second session is the following Wednesday at 10 a.m. What is chair yoga, you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked. Both yoga practice sessions will work on the neck, shoulders, hips, and legs. All right. So session 1, Denise will introduce yoga equipment and the scientifically proven benefits of yoga. Then as we group Then, as a group, we will practice yoga poses using the chair. Now, just a side note, this actually makes more sense to me than the goat yoga where you got the goats all roaming around. I never understood that. So chair yoga makes some sense. Session number 2 continues with the same yoga practices as the first session and will add more poses using the chair or using a wall, and abdominal strengthening flows from that. So that's this Wednesday and the following Wednesday, and you can sign up for that at the Marion Public Library. All right, the next thing we have is also at Wednesday at the library. It's the unarmed self-defense. This is another one of the adult lifelong learning classes. It is a 2-week session. It is this Wednesday at 2, and it is the following Wednesday at 2. Please join the Marion Victim Assistance Program and Marion City Police Department's Impact Program to learn about situational awareness, equipment for protecting yourself, and basic self-defense techniques. The goal of this class is to provide you with a knowledge and methods for protecting yourself in the community. Session number 1, situational awareness and equipment for protecting yourself. Session number 2, an interactive class of basic self-defense. Session number 2 will take place at the Marion County Sheriff's Office. So for the first one, you come to Marion Public Library. The second one, you will go to the Sheriff's Office. So if you have any interest in that, check it out at the Marion Public Library. Also Wednesday at the Marion Public Library. I'm telling you, man, Marion Public Library is the place to be. They got half the stuff that's going on in this next week is at the Marion Public Library. I think we have an excellent resource in our Marion Public Library. I'm sure other libraries put on programs, but I'm just totally impressed with the programs that they have at Marion Public Library. Wednesday, 5 o'clock, Babies Explore Senses. Make some noise. Let your little ones explore their senses. This is for babies 0 to 24 months, and bring them in to the kids section for a quick read aloud. Then your babies will be playing with all kinds of noisy materials. And like I always say, babies and noisy materials is better done at the library than in your home. Been there, done that. All right, Wednesday, Marion Public Library, ACT prep at 6 o'clock. Join us for this informational session to get all the up-to-date information on the ACT. All right, Thursday, story time at, you guessed it, the Marion Public Library, 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock. They're half-hour sessions, but they offer 2, one at 10, the other at 11. They are for preschool and younger, singing, rhyming, activities, and stories. Thursday, Marion Public Library. You know, if it weren't for the library, I mean, I'd have been done like 15 minutes ago. I'd had no more to say. So, at the Marion Public Library, teen scene, Thursday, 3:15 to 5. Need something to do after school? Join us for homework, help, crafts, and more. Each session will have a themed activity and craft time and discussion time. All right. Now we're going back to, well, we never left. We're going back to Marion Public Library. Some of these are so long, I didn't want to write them out. All right. This is the adult lifelong learning again. The stories we tell about ourselves. This is, again, a 2-hour session. It's on 2 separate days. It'll be Thursday, this Thursday at 12 noon, and then the following Thursday at 12 noon. And what you can expect is researcher and COVID long hauler Lauren Chivington shares life experiences of a silent disorder and instructs participants to better tell their stories. Session one, Lauren will focus on the background of someone living with what we now call long COVID and how art therapy is used to process the disorder to be chronically well. Session two, Lauren will focus on taking those learned techniques and allowing participants to come together, break silences of their own, and share their own stories through various modes and mediums of expression. And the instructor, oh, I'm not going to go there. She's from OSU. All right. We won't go there. And last but not least is Trivia Night Thursday at the Marion Palace Theater, 7:30. You can have individuals. You can bring a team. You can play trivia. They got a cash bar open. If you're into trivia, like that kind of stuff, Marion Palace Theater. And that, folks, is what's happening, Marion. Matt, welcome to the microphone. Let's see, which one, what color? Is that a new cover on that one?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Which one are you? You're orange. Yep. That's number four. When did we get a new cover?
I don't know that it's a new cover. I actually think it's a whole new microphone.
Oh.
Because the other night, we were using it for Friday Night Live, and you know, I'm doing now, I hold my microphone instead of using the mic stand, and okay. When I put it back in the mic stand, we went to get it out when the show started back up, and it just didn't work. Oh. So in the time of me picking it up and using it and then putting it back down, I guess I broke it somehow.
So Matt broke it.
Somehow, by putting it back in the mic stand.
That's why we couldn't hear you Friday night. So, Matt, I got to tell you, you are very kind. You know, I've been here since 8 o'clock this morning. And I've had this show, and then next show we're doing the Exchange Club, and then after that I've got my show, Study His Word. So I'm sitting here and I'm like analyzing, and it's like I'm going to be here for 6 hours. So I'm thinking, wow. Well, since I'm on this hour by myself primarily, I said during the break, I said, is anybody leaving the station? And Scott doesn't even have his car here today, so he's a passenger princess. And Carrington said she wasn't leaving the station, but Matt generously went to McDonald's, or actually went to Burger King, and picked up some lunch for me so that I have a chance to scarf down a burger on the next break so that I don't pass out from, you know, get all lightheaded and pass out from low blood sugar. So, Matt, I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, you paid for it, so like, I had to go out to my car to get the newspapers anyways.
That's right. So did you get the newspapers or did you forget to get the newspapers?
I got the newspapers.
Okay. All right, cool. So these are the Marion Star, right? That has,
yeah.
Has the cover. Is it a cover story? Is it front page?
Yeah, it's actually bigger than Above the Fold too.
Ooh.
So like the picture of Mary Ellen is like actually like partially, you know, it's above the fold obviously,
right.
But also it's like a little bit like half of the bottom page too. It's a pretty good picture.
So basically, she got 2/3 of a page.
Yeah, she got 2/3 of the front page.
Wow, well that's great.
Yeah, I mean honestly, I think she deserves it.
Yeah, she does. She does. So Matt, looking back, it was about this time a year ago that you first started with Scott, or was it?
It would have been
maybe later.
May.
May? Okay, so you almost got a year under your belt.
Almost.
So looking back on that year, what's your overall thoughts, impressions?
Of just the radio station?
Yeah, just the whole experience.
You know, honestly, it's probably my favorite, I don't even know how to say it. It's probably the favorite thing, or my favorite thing that I've ever done in my life. It's genuinely enjoyable. You know, ultimately the goal is to make a career out of it, but we're getting there.
So you actually have some desires to make a career out of this?
Yeah, like I love it. It's really nice. It's entertaining. It's fun. It's basically what I do for fun anyways. Like we just like when I'm like hanging out with my friends, we'll usually just sit around and talk about whatever. So you know, it literally just is what I do for fun.
So now go back exactly a year ago, which would be March the 1st. I mean, not specifically that day, but you know, to early March a year ago, a couple months before you even experienced this. Where would a career in radio have been on your radar then?
I don't know. See, because I don't remember exactly when I brought the idea up to Scott, because we were both at work, and I don't know if you've heard the story, but I was on my phone, and I was tapping through Snapchat, and there was a story about Ted Williams, and it had mentioned Scott in there. And then it had mentioned specifically when Ted Williams announced he was running for president on Scott Spears Now. And I was like, really? You don't say? So I asked Scott about that. He was like, yeah, that happened. And then I guess since that day, the idea came into my head that day.
Now, has this been anything like what you imagined? I mean, did you imagine something else, or did you like not even have any idea at all?
I mean, I think you have an idea when like. I think it's a lot better than what I thought it would be, honestly. Because like when I first came in, I wasn't sure really what to expect. But it's pretty good. It's kind of chill. You're just talking. Specifically, one of my favorite shows is the 12 o'clock show, the Exchange Club. I like to talk about the current events and political topics.
That is enjoyable. I like that. And you know what's interesting. I don't have a long history here, but I do have a little bit more of a history. I came on board in April of 22. I came on board in April of 21 because I was on here for a year. A year and about 4 or 5 months, and then I left for a period of about almost a year, and then I've been back since July. But I will tell you from my standpoint.
Oh, so you came back like right at the fair, basically.
That was my first time back on the
really?
Air. That was my first time
nice,
back on the
nice.
Air. Wait a minute. I think I might have been I might have come on with Scott the week before that. I don't remember. I remember talking to Scott, but I don't remember if I actually came back on the air for an hour on his show. Anyway, but the fair was the first time when I was, you know, that I was back on the air for, you know, my show and what was going on. Yeah, so it was at the fair. And so really, we as a station have probably done more activities this year than either in a long time or maybe ever. You know, all the things that we've done, the fruitcake toss, you know, of course the Christmas party, and then Groundhog Day, and even back in November, the election coverage. We've always done the election coverage, but that was like the biggest team of people we had. So I kind of look back on this last 8 months, 9 months as like, you know, really good time at the station as far as what we have going on and the people that we have here doing it.
I mean, I think so. Obviously, I haven't been here for any longer than that, but it just seems like everything we do is just on the up and up, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like every event we have is bigger than the last event. And you know, things like that. Like I think that overall, the station's in a really good spot right now.
Yeah, it is. So, by the way, in addition to thanking you for picking up my lunch, thank you for leaving your phone here.
When it went, but
it was perfect because it started. You know, you had an alarm. Start, yeah. Right? Well, the alarm went off while I was talking about one of my favorite things to talk about, and that was the solar eclipse. So it was kind of nice that, you know, you gave me that distraction.
See, because, like, I actually thought about, because, like, you didn't turn off the alarm at snooze. Because, like, I saw it went off at 11:40, and it's the alarm to take my medicine at 11:30. So, but, so I was like, it went off earlier.
Did you take your medicine?
I did not, know. I'll probably run out there and take it after this segment's up.
All right. Well, here's what's funny. Is you ran out to, you know, get my lunch, and Scott and Carrington were in here for, you know, a couple more minutes, and it was about ready to, the music for the show was about ready to start, and so Scott, you know, left the studio, and Carrington, she kind of like follows behind him, and as she's going through the door, she looks this way and she goes, Matt left his phone here. And then she continued out the door.
Okay.
So she couldn't pick your phone up.
What an observation.
She couldn't pick your phone up for you. She couldn't remove a potential radio interruption. She just had to make the comment, Matt left his phone here.
I'm surprised she noticed. I didn't even notice until you handed it to me when I got back.
So what now? She's coming back for the exchange club, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Make sure you ask her why she didn't pick up your phone.
I want to know why she knew, like, how she noticed I didn't have it. Like, I didn't know I didn't have it.
I think it was on the floor, actually.
Oh, yeah. I dropped it on the last show.
And you know what? I think she must have picked it up and put it on the seat, because when that alarm went off, it was on the seat. So I'm guessing she picked it up, and, yeah, you'll have to ask her why she picked it up but didn't carry it out of here.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I appreciate the thought, I guess.
just thought we'd mention that we noticed your phone. I was going to ask you something, and now I forgot. Well, that's radio.
Also, I got a phone call earlier. Was that also when it was on?
Well,
when the show was on?
I didn't. All I heard was the alarm go off. Now, is your ringer for the phone itself turned off?
I think yeah. I think it's on vibrate.
Vibrate, because you know you can have your ringer turned off, and your alarm will still sound.
My grandma called at 11:19.
Oh, wow. Now, see, if I'd have known that, I could have answered the phone, and I could have put your grandma on the air.
Yeah, I think she was. You know, she would have liked it.
How is she in your phone? What would come up?
Grandma.
Grandma?
Yeah.
Oh, so I would have known. Yeah. That's even better. You know, because if it said something like Louise.
Oh, like her name?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, who calls their grandmother by their name? Really, nobody does.
Yeah, I feel like that's a little rude.
Yeah. So, yeah, grandma.
Yeah.
She probably wouldn't have known what to say. If she heard this strange voice say, I would have picked up your phone and I would have said, Grandma? She was, what have you done with my mat?
You know, funnily enough, like my aunt and uncles, I don't call them like aunt, you know, X, and then like, you know, uncle. I just I call them by their name.
Do you?
I figured that could also be perceived as rude. Because I think it's rude to not, like, my grandparents, I call them grandma and grandpa. I feel like it'd just be rude to call them by their names.
Yeah.
But my aunt and uncle, you know, I just.
So, you know, your mom and dad are mom and dad.
Yeah.
Your grandma and grandpa are grandma and grandpa, but yep. Your aunt and uncle, they're just Bob and Louise.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know why. It's just like that.
I mean, has it been that way since you were a little kid?
I mean, when I was a really little kid, I think I called her, like, you know, aunt, but I think at some point in time, I mean, I don't know. She used to live at my grandma's house, and, like, I used to stay over there, like, every weekend, so it was, maybe it's just more of, like, a thing to, like, we're so close now that titles are irrelevant, like,
yeah.
So, like, I just call her by her name now.
Yeah. Okay. So, you just know them as just some other adults.
Basically, yeah, I guess.
All right. Well, that pretty much wraps it up. We're going to be taking a little break here in just a minute, and then we'll be back. And we'll be back at 12 o'clock. It'll be myself, Matt Carrington, and Scott for the Exchange Club. I have no idea what we're going to talk about on the Exchange Club, but I'm sure Scott has his little list of topics. He always does.
Yep, always does.
I don't know. Do you know if we have a top 10? Did you know anything?
I do not know.
I don't know. Well, we'll find out if we have a top 10. And then, of course, 1 o'clock, I'll be up on with Study His Word. 3:30 to 5, not on the air, but in person. You can see all of us, and you can see Mary Ellen at the reception at Kingston. And then tonight, it is the... Does he still call that... What is it? Just Friday night?
Yeah, Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live. Friday Night Live with Scott Carrington and Matt. So, folks, stay with us. There's all kinds of good things going on today. Oh, and Scott did get a good recording of the Mary Ellen speech, he said. So as soon as he gets it edited, he's going to play it on the radio. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. Bye.
You're listening to The Place for the Best Guests and Talk. From Joey Deore at WGN's Bozo the Clown.